Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we are here for our insulin resistance practitioner training, our last call, our round five call. And I'm excited to be here tonight because tonight is when we get to pull it all together. You guys have been going through this program, including the Before Be Gone program, for probably almost 3 months now. It started in August, and you've learned a lot. And I know you've learned a lot because I've been watching your questions, listening to your questions, and I see the growth. I see that some of you are getting amazing results already, putting into practice with your clients. And bravo, this is good stuff, and nobody else is really teaching this in the way that we are. And you stand in a position where you can get some amazing results with people who have not been able to get results up until this point. And I applaud you for being here, for putting the time and the dedication in to making this happen. So before we begin with our presentation, I do have a presentation for this evening. I just want to get a pulse for it. How's everybody doing? How did you guys do with the Before Be Gone and the metabolic reset, and or if you had somebody that you guided through it? So I'd love to hear from one or two of you to just give me a sense of where you're at, how it went for you, and how it went for anybody that you might have been guiding through. So go ahead and raise your hand with a star two, and I'll call on you. And if you're on the web only, then go ahead and just type that in, and I'll read your answer out to everyone. Let's see. And I don't have any hands up. Oh, my goodness gracious. Don't be shy. You haven't been shy up until now. I'd just love to hear. I know we've heard a lot from Patricia on the various Before Be Gone calls and how, what an eye-opening experience it was to actually go through this yourself. So we'll hear from Pat again. Hi there.
Hello. Is it me?
Hello. I can hear you, yeah. Oh,
okay. yes, so I've been doing the Before Be Gone program, and, you know, my weight has been not moving a lot, but it's starting. It's starting.
So yay.
Happy. Yes, I fell off the wagon around Thanksgiving, but you know what? It was fine. And it was, you know, I learned something through that because I was putting a lot of stress on the program. I was just like, I was so stressed by, you know, my blood sugar not going down, by it was becoming like not an obsession, but I was very stressed. And, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, I just like, just let it go a little bit. I had a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I had a lot of fun with my family. And it was just like, wow, okay, I got it. I'm putting too much pressure on me. Mm. And yes, and after that, I don't know why, I started to feel thinner. Mm. So that was, yeah, that was nice. That was, yeah. So I'm doing good. It's been very challenging, I must say, and challenging for me. But I believe it's going to give me some a certain way of looking at it when my clients are going to be going through it. Because I went myself, I made some challenges. I had some frustration. So I had to learn how to deal with it instead of saying, oh, no, that program doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And I just say, you know what? Something is going on. I'm just going to stick to it, and I'm back to it, and I will stick to it until my weight is okay. You know, it's been a good program, and I have my friend and client Colleen who is doing it with me, and she has great results. She's very happy about the program. She lost 8 pounds. And she's really, really happy about it. So that was also a good incentive for me. So it's a very good program, very eye opening for me. And I'm really looking forward to hear what's happening tonight. Too
yeah.
bad I only can stay on the call and think six. So that's, but I mean, you know. And my question was, how long after the program do we have access to the material?
For both programs? At least a year. At least a year.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
And
yeah.
I would recommend you download everything. And if you download everything,
yeah.
it's permanent, right? It's on your computer. And we made it very easy to download everything.
Yes,
so, yeah,
absolutely.
Download it all to your computer.
Yeah. I've been downloading your cafe program, your Green Cleanse, your and you know, most of the ISTP, but I didn't finish it. But I just wanted to make sure I had a little bit of room to, you know. And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so happy.
Yeah.
And I'm yeah. so happy because I put together the money to come to your live event in January.
I'm excited that you're coming. Yay. And you asked
yes.
a question that I wanted to make sure I addressed because you asked, can you put the deposit instead of getting it back towards the VIP? And absolutely you can.
Oh, super. Okay. So
yeah.
So I'm going
did
to
you
do
already
that.
Sign up or not?
No, I'm going to do it on Friday because I'm getting the money today. And
great.
I'm going to book the plan, the everything on Friday. And so I make sure, you know, I'm set up to, it's a big organization for me because I'm a chef in a rehab center and I work over the weekend. So I have to find some, you know, someone to replace me.
Right.
And you know what? I put my mind into it and say, it's going to work. I'm going to do it. And because I'm really, really looking forward to that. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm excited that you're coming. And just when you sign up, it's very clear. It says, click here to pay a deposit or click here to put my deposit towards the VIP. So it's just a matter of clicking
that.
The right
oh, okay.
button.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. I didn't see it. Okay. So super. I'm going to do that. Thank you very
great.
Much. Looking forward
you're
to
very welcome.
Again. And, yeah, very happy to work with you.
Great. I'm happy to hear from you. And I want to point out, I'm going to take you off speaker so I can.
I want to point out that what Kat was sharing is so much why I have included the program for the Before Begun program as part of teaching you how to do insulin resistance training, because I want you to experience it. Because you're going to be guiding people through something. And if you haven't been through it yourself, you're not going to know what their frustrations are. You're not going to understand when they say, I can't do this. You're going to say, I totally get it, and here's how I handled it, and how can you handle it? How can we create a win-win for everyone? And when you do that, then you're doing it from the standpoint of being there, not from the standpoint, well, I've never been fat. I don't know how you're feeling about being fat, but, you know, get over it and just stop eating, right? And that doesn't work. You know how you have to be compassionate. And you don't have to have been in every situation, but whenever you can put yourself in that situation. And I'm not suggesting if you're skinny, go out and get fat and then try to lose the weight to help your patients. That's not going to work either. But the other thing that Pat shared that I wanted to make sure I was clear about is that stress about it, right? To be stressing about doing it right when decreasing your stress is one of the critical pieces. As important as the food is, the stress management is equally as important, and I would venture to say sometimes more important. And when you let go of the stress, then you're going to see changes. And a lot of people, you're going to see this in your practices. People are going to come to you and say, why isn't this working yet? I have been doing all that diet stuff, and I'm in the kitchen 4 hours a day making food, and I'm exercising, and why isn't this damn program working? Right? The answer is right there. I just feel my heart fluttering over that. It's not even good to pretend. That's why, right? Because the stress piece isn't being managed. And we all know from by now, because you've been through both the Before Begun program and the insulin resistance program, that the cortisol is killer, right? I shared a couple of my experiences on my blog. I ate a candy bar yesterday. Well, not really, but I might as well have because I got really angry and I lost control and I didn't do my stress management. My blood sugar went up to 150. Might as well have eaten a candy bar. Would have had more pleasure than screaming and yelling instead of calming down and going to eat. So we know how important it is. And I want to make sure that you get it in your bones how important it is so that you can share that with your clients because they need to get it in their bones that, oh, my God, yeah, you're right. oh, wow, I took my blood sugar after getting really angry, and all I had eaten was a salad, and my blood sugar went up to 140. So the importance of really managing it. So thank you, Pat, for sharing those things. It's awesome. So today, what we're going to be working on is pulling it together, but pulling it together in such a way that you can now present this to your clients. And you may not present it to your clients in the way that I present it to my clients. You may want to share it just as a one-on-one program, or you may want to get a small group together, like four or five people, and do a weekend retreat. Or you may want to do it as a multi-week program with local people meeting in your home or in someone else's home or in a hall or in a church or something once a week and pulling it all together. There's lots of ways to do it. And I'm going to share with you some models that a few years ago I didn't even know this kind of stuff existed, let alone that I could be doing it. And you may look at this and go, I can't do it. All I know is people want to come and I say, oh, it's $75 a session, and they pay for a session, and I hope that they come back for another session. And I know that they need it. So I'm going to share with you a way that you present this to people so that they're like, okay, I want to sign up. How do I do this? And that you can do it in a way that works for you and your lifestyle. I've set this up in a way that works for me and my lifestyle in that I like to be able to take the show on the road. I'm talking to you tonight from Costa Mesa, California. Like a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to you from Santa Cruz. And in a few weeks, I might be talking to you from Chicago. I want to be able to do this with people and be able to do it wherever I am. You may just like that. You don't want to give up that face-to-face interaction, that's what you thrive on. That's great. And you may be thinking the only way to do that is one-on-one, and how do I charge enough, and how do I get the results, and what about all the education? I'm going to share with you how you can package. You can still have that face-to-face one-on-one, but also have the materials available in such a way that you can share it. So let's just begin and jump in. And what I want to make sure that you have is that I've given you a copy of the presentation I'm doing. It's actually in two places. For your ease of access, it's right there on the event page where you're listening to this. So if you're on the web, not just the phone, you can just click where it says slides. There's four slides per page. There's one slide per page, whichever you prefer. Some people say they like to have the big page so they just scribble all over it. Other people want to make sure that they preserve their printer ink, so they just go with one. But the second document is basically a set of templates. And I've given it to you in a PDF form on the Instantel Seminar Embed page, mainly because I only have three links, so I couldn't give it to you in Word form there as well. But all you need to do is go into the website, log in, and then click on the Part 5 page, and you will find the document that we're going to go over tonight in Word form, so that if you work better with filling things in on the computer and you want to sit and fill out your ideal program and, you know, answer some of the questions that way, you can do it that way. So either way, printed and take physical notes with a pen or doing it on the computer, I've given you the resources. Also, just take a few moments to just say what's out there for you as part 5. The main piece is what I'm going to share with you tonight. But what I've given you is glimpses of other presentations similar to this that I've done to different audiences. And the reason that I did that is because every time I do a presentation, it's a little bit different. And you may get just a slightly different insight. And there may be a way that I said it that clicked for you that maybe in another presentation it didn't. So the content, the slides are very similar in each one, but there were different audiences. So ours tonight is specifically geared towards creating a program that incorporates all the things about balancing blood sugar. Some of the others were more about doing a generic program, coming up with whatever your niche is, and you can use that as well. So you may want to do multiple types of programs. You may not just want to specialize in doing this sort of work, although you could make a living just specializing in people with blood sugar imbalances, because there's millions of them out there. And they have all been misinformed, as we've learned, and you can offer a true solution. Okay? So there are lots of resources for you. And I encourage you, because repetition is the key to really, truly learning, watch it in three different ways. And you'll get, oh, yeah, she said that before. Oh, I must have missed that before. You'll get it in a different way because I was teaching it a little bit differently. And you might be in a different mood each time. So let's begin. And then we'll open it up for questions, and I just want to make sure that there's plenty of time for that. The typical medical disclaimer that this is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a medical practitioner. This is all education, and you make sure that when you're sharing this with your clients, that you're making sure you tell them that. Unless you're an MD and you're doing a diagnosis code and it's filling out an insurance form, then it's a diagnosis and treatment. But what we're doing is education. It's assessment, evaluation of their situation, and education. So just make sure you don't use the D word and the T word, diagnosis and treatment, because that's considered practicing medicine in that way. So just as a recap, we'll start with a little recap of where we've come to in the program, and then we'll go into how we're going to take it all and put it together. We started off with a kickoff, and we talked about the basics of insulin resistance, the causes, how you can test for it, and we got into a little bit about some of the basic nutrients. So it was really an overview of what was to come. In part one, we got into introducing you to the more in-depth knowledge about how insulin resistance works, some of the studies about it, glucose testing, how you can teach your clients to do the glucose testing, how to interpret the glucose testing. We shared a bunch of different slides from different studies, and then the fitness protocol. And then in part two, we went into the nutrition protocol, and there's a lot there. So we devoted a whole session to the nutrition protocol, the food, the fatty acid balance, the various nutrients, the zinc and testing for that, and vitamin C and magnesium, and the reasons behind the chromium, magnesium, and DHA that I recommended for core supplements for everyone. And we talked about what some of the other nutrients are and how you would know whether your client needs to start looking further. Like they've been doing the basic core supplements and they're still having cravings and they're having difficulties, and how to look at some of those others. And I gave you some really good charts and reference materials in that part. In part three, we went into the emotions, the limiting beliefs, stress, and how that affects people's insulin levels, and sleep protocol. And we shared some things about how sleep really affects it. We went into the hormonal aspect of what's going on in sleep and how that affects blood sugar and insulin resistance. And we talked about ways that you can teach your clients how to overcome this, how to balance the stress and get really good sleep. And then in part four, we had the balancing act of timing and putting all the protocols in place, and the timing being so key. And I shared some stories about how I've had people who have been doing everything else right, but they're still eating before bed. They're eating really good food, but they're eating before bed, or they're eating too frequently and not getting the results. I shared with you a story of someone who had not quite gotten to put a lot of the good nutrition into place, but she did the timing, and she started to get results. So everybody is going to be different, and we've seen that if you've been participating in the Before the Dawn calls. You've seen that there are some people who are doing really well and they're losing weight, but they're not sleeping. Or like Pat kept saying, wow, I have so much energy and my cravings went away and I'm not losing weight. And that's what you're going to see with your clients, and you're going to be digging to see that all of this stuff works together. It's not okay to just do one piece of it and expect to get results. You can't do just the fitness and the food and expect to get the same results as you would get with the sleep, with the timing, and with the stress management. So it's all how it all fits together. Just as a review, if you don't have this slide memorized and be seeing it in your sleep by now, you haven't been watching the recordings, because I talk about this every time. It's five steps that we're working on, right? Increase insulin sensitivity, decrease insulin need, and that's where you change the diet and increase the exercise, et cetera. Reduce inflammation. A lot of that comes from diet. A lot of that comes from the spacing of exercise. And optimizing fat burning, so that they're doing fat burning while they sleep. Doing fat burning in between the exercises and ways to maximize that. And then minimizing what I like to call the impact of the candy bar eating effects of stress. And it's fun to hear how that got picked up. So many people in the Before Be Gone program got on the line and said, oh, I think I had a candy bar effect yesterday. and how they would share with their partners and, like, you know, tease each other and say, okay, don't go giving me a candy bar effect, right? Don't go raising my cortisol. So it's all about minimizing that cortisol because it's a huge piece. And face it, life is a challenge. There's stuff every day. You're trying to fit it all in. You're trying to make a good living. You're trying to take care of maybe elderly parents or sick children or whatever. But it's there all the time. And it's not going to go away, my friend. It's not going to go away. It's how you approach it, how you manage it that makes all the difference in the world. And that's what truly teaching is like. And then, again, as a recap, it's super important is that you realize it's a vicious cycle. As soon as they go for the carbs, like if you were over Thanksgiving, I had somebody that said she accidentally got some carbs and she wasn't, she made every effort to tell people no, you know, gluten, everything I want plain, gave me those vegetables plain, and she's eating and go, what's with this? It's got sugar in it. It's got something in it. What did you put? Well, I put a little flour in it because it was too loose. You put flour in it? I don't know. Why is it a gluten? And she said that it wasn't so much like the effects of bloating in her belly and the tiredness was one thing. But what was so problematic was that she just started craving again. All those cravings. And she was thinking, oh, well, those Pop-Tarts over there look good. You know, whereas the day before she was thinking, I can't believe my niece and nephew are eating Pop-Tarts. They're so gross. The next day she's looking at, well, maybe those would be good to try. That it sets up this addictive cycle. And that's where you want to warn people that it's not okay to just indulge a little bit when you're trying to get this cycle broken because you just keep going back in. It's like an alcoholic saying, look, I'm just going to have one beer. It's no big deal. I can just have one beer. But the beer leads to the vicious cycle. Same thing with the carbs. So they eat the carbs. It causes the blood sugar to go up. It causes the insulin to be released. Then the insulin receptors are resistant, so that causes body fat to be stored, and that causes the blood sugar to get too low, which causes cravings, which causes them to eat more carbs. And it's just got to break. It's just, you just got to get in there and break it. And as a coach, in addition to giving them good instructions on what to eat and how to exercise, it's really sitting with them and helping them with those emotional pieces. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, if somebody's got a serious issue with the emotional addiction to food, then it's really worth it with you to joint venture with someone who has that kind of program that they could offer and that maybe you could bundle into your package and offer, hey, I've packaged into this 2 sessions with this amazing emotional eating coach to help you get over those cravings. So there's lots of ways that you can make it a win for everyone. And, of course, we all know the 5 areas that we've been addressing are the nutrition, the stress, the exercise, the sleep, and the timing. And no matter what program you put together for your people, you have to address all these pieces. Now, you may address it in a very slow fashion for one person, and another person is just ready rapid fire to tell me what to do next. You may start with exercise with one person because that seems to be the easiest way to go. With somebody else, you may start with sleep, or someone else, you might start with the nutrition. So you're going to feel it out when you're working one-on-one with people. When you're working in groups, then you have to sort of pick the direction and then just help people in individual basis, like I have on the coaching call. So now, you've got this knowledge, and yeah, maybe it's not like hardwired into your cells yet. You have the opportunity to go back and watch the videos again and use the checklists I've given you. But it's time. Regardless of whether you think you're ready, it's time and you're ready. Okay, because you are not 1 step, not 2 steps, probably 5 steps ahead of all the people that you're going to be coaching. You don't have to be 10 or 20 steps ahead. You don't have to have 20 years of experience before you start doing it. Just do it. And I know some of you already have been, which is awesome. So what do you need to become a holistic health superstar? You want to be that star that knows how to solve problems, that isn't just stuck in this little rigid dogma of, I am a paleo diet coach, and everybody that comes to me gets put on a paleo diet, and if it doesn't work, I don't know what to do. Or I am a raw food coach or chef, and everybody that comes to me gets put on a raw food diet, and if it doesn't work, I don't know what to do. No, you have the understanding of how the body works, and you're learning more and more, and those of you who are signed up to come to sign in January, we're going to get even more. You know, there's so much more to learn, and just when we think we've learned it all, there's more to learn. And I just love the fact that I'm learning more every single day. And if you've been through my programs multiple times, you know that they change all the time because I am learning. I'm learning from you. I'm learning from the people that you send into the program, and I'm learning from the research. So we want to be working with that, and you want to have confidence in your skills. You, like I said, you don't have to have 20 years experience to have confidence in your skills where you are. You just don't want to take on people who are beyond you. That would be silly, right? So you also need a proven system. And what we've just gone through is a proven system. What I mean by proven system is it doesn't mean that there's a piece of paper and you follow it and give it to somebody and they follow it blindly and it's going to work every time. But what I mean is it's a proven system of being able to evaluate, make changes, evaluate, make changes, evaluate, make changes. And you know where to look. You have the basics, but you also know how to look beyond. And if you don't feel comfortable with that yet, that's fine. You will. And you know what the best way to learn it is to teach it. If you just put yourself in that position, you give yourself plenty of time to say, I'm going for it, and I'm going to take on some people. And you learn as you go. As long as you're a little bit ahead of them, it's going to work. And as long as you're willing to do the work, and as long as you're willing to say, you know what, I don't know the answer to that, let me research it for you. So a step-by-step program helps. Start here, start here, start here, start here, especially when you're working with people. And I know that a lot of times we just learn how, you know, I went to chiropractic school and I got a nutrition degree and we just learned, like, okay, here's the thing to do, but we didn't have a step-by-step thing to follow. We just, like, have somebody come in, have a consultation, the next time they come in, find out where they're at, have another consultation, and not necessarily have a plan. And having a step-by-step program helps a lot. It also helps to have tools and resources that empower your clients to success. And what do I mean by tools and resources? It's a bunch of recipes. A recipe is a tool. An exercise, a piece of paper that shows an exercise or a video that shows an exercise, that's a tool. So having those tools so that you're not reinventing the wheel is fun. So every person that comes in and you're trying to talk to them about how to make a green smoothie and you sit and you say, well, first you do this and then you do this, you're going to get tired of telling people if you have to do that orally every time. So you have a video that you've made or you have a little recipe guide with recipes in it that you give them. And you have it in a way that's a tool that they're empowered. And it doesn't mean that you have a stack of handouts that you have them walk out with. Been there, done that. Oh, they need to know about fatty acids, and they need to know about proteins, and they need to know about exercises, and they walk out of my office, which is literally a stack happening to an exist. And when they came back the next time, I said, well, how are you feeling? And they were like, I didn't know where to start. So I had to develop a step-by-step system and program. I wasn't taught that in school. They don't teach you that. I wasn't given the tools and resources. I had to create the tools and resources, and that's what I shared with you here. Is tools and resources that I've created that you can model after, and we'll talk about probably not, we may not have time tonight, but we'll talk about certification, that there will be an option for you to take a certification exam and prove to me that you really have a master of this, become certified, and then you can have a license to use my materials with your people so you don't have to spend 20 years reinventing the wheel. And what else do you need more than anything else? You can have all these things in place, but if you're not getting the results with people and you're not encouraging them to tell people, they're not raving about you, then nobody's going to know. You don't want to be the best kept secret in your town or in your niche or whatever. You don't want to be a secret. You want people raving about you. And these are the secrets to becoming a superstar. So let's go through some of the steps in a little bit more detail, and then we're going to show you exactly how to put together a program. So the first thing you need to be able to do is identify with your client. And like I said earlier, it doesn't mean that if you're a slender and you're working on weight loss with people that you need to go out and gain a whole bunch of weight. That's not what I mean. But you need to be in a place where you can understand what they're feeling and gain their trust that you know how to help them. You need to have thorough assessments, and this is where I think so many practitioners fall short. They just don't say, oh, you've got this, here, we'll do this for that. That's allopathic. That's not holistic. Thoroughly assess it. And in order to thoroughly assess, you need to understand what's going on behind the scenes. Like, what's going on behind the curtain? And I've given you a lot of that. I've given you the biochemistry. So you say, why do we have to go into so many details about the biochemistry of how this works? Why? Because I want you to be able to understand when somebody comes in, like, oh, which pathway might be not quite firing properly. You need to be able to deliver action steps at the client's pace. I just gave you an example of how I used to do it that just blew people away. It was way beyond what they could do. And whatever you think is a small bite, they probably still think is a little bit bigger. So whatever you think, if this is a really little small bite, make it even smaller. You need to be able to give them resources at appropriate intervals. So, for example, if you think that they need to balance their fatty acids and they need to eat more greens and they need to go on a low glycemic diet and get off the gluten, and you give them 4 videos, an hour long each, to watch, it's too much, okay? It's too much. So at the appropriate intervals for what they're ready for, right? I spoke to someone last week, and I had her do a diet diary. The first thing I had her do was a couple of minerals that she was obviously really low on. It really clear she had to get off of gluten. And that's all I gave her. Go buy these 2 minerals and download this thing and look at this video and look at and really pay attention to where all the gluten is and just eliminate it. And so she wrote her diet diary, and sure enough, there was no gluten in it. But there was bacon and mayonnaise and cheese and all this other stuff. So I'm not going to go in there and say, oh, my God, you need to get rid of this. It's like, wow, you did a great job of getting off the gluten. Let's start to look at and pick one of those things. I picked the dairy because she's got IBS, and, of course, dairy flares up IBS. So I said, let's take a look at all the places where you're doing dairy, and let's see what substitutes you can find. And here's some resources for that. So working at their pace, I realized when I looked at her diet that we had a ways to go. Other times I look at people's diet, and it's, like, so pristine that I'm looking to find those little things, like, oh, okay, maybe it's this, and change this. So working with them. Once, in order for you to get this reputation, you need to be able to get results. And the things above that I said before, having a proven system, going step by step, relating, connecting with people, and not giving up, not being stuck on dogma, that's going to help you. You'll get referrals from raving fans, and then you're going to grow your practice into a lucrative business. And that's what we all want. And I know a lot of us say, well, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to help people, which is true. I want to save the world. And if I had a big bank account that would support me doing everything that I do for free, I'd still do it. I may not do it as many hours as I do it, but I would certainly do it because it's passion. And I know that you're all in that situation. But the fact of the matter is you do need to make money, because if you can't make money doing what you do, you have to have a day job. And that day job is going to take away the time that you can spend helping these people. So, getting over the guilt around accepting money for your services is a huge thing for holistic practitioners. And it was for me. It still is, and I still have to go through the keep myself from giving away the store. And that's going to earn you the reputation as a superstar. Let's take a breath. We're going to move from theory into practical, into action. So how do you take all of this stuff that's floating around in your head, all of this information that you've got out on the website that you don't know, I've got to re-watch that video because I'm not real clear on that. I'm going to take it and we're going to put it into action. The first thing in doing any program, any coaching program, health coaching, is clarifying your process. What is your process? For me, the process is, in this program, or in Before Be Gone with the group, is to guide a large group of people through a profound change at a fraction of the price of what it would cost for them to do it with me one-on-one. And having the accountability and the ability for them to come to calls and connect with me real time. I didn't want it to be just a behind the scenes and they just did it on their own. That would take away from the effectiveness. But what's your process? You've got the skills, you've got the tools here, and you've got the Before Be Gone program to model after and to learn, you know, how to do things on a little bit maybe slower, more gradual pace for people that come to you. You need to outline the steps. So I keep doing that, right? I showed you that at the beginning. The steps, we're going to increase the insulin sensitivity, decrease the insulin need. We're going to decrease the inflammation. We're going to enhance the growth hormone and the fat burning and the lean muscle storing. And we're going to minimize the effects of cortisol. Those are steps. Now, within those main steps, there's a lot of little steps. You want to outline the steps that you want to go through with people. It helps to name the steps. Not everybody does this, but sometimes it makes it fun to name the steps. And I'm going to share with you a couple of different programs, coaching program samples that you can do with people. There's some names to the steps. Identifying your delivery system. What does that mean? Well, that goes back to what I said earlier. Are you going to be doing face-to-face, one-on-one, with giving people handouts? Are you going to incorporate some web stuff into that? So maybe it's one-on-one, but you're going to send them to a website or give them a CD with data and information on it. Or are you going to do small groups in your home or in a church or locally? Are you going to do small groups online? Are you going to do big group programs? And there's a lot of other little kind of hybrids that you can do within there. It's really important that when you're identifying the delivery system, that it comes from a place of what works for you in your lifestyle. Like if you have kids and you have to be home with those kids and you decide that your delivery system is I'm going to travel around the world teaching classes, that's not going to work until the kids are off at college, right? And if you hate being in your home because you just feel like it's just not a great thing, you want to be out in an office, having a home-based business is not for you. If you are scared to death of technology, the idea of doing a teleseminar like I'm doing right now might not be the right delivery system for you. So we'll talk about the different delivery systems, and I want to help you as we go through this to really be thinking about what's the right delivery system for you. The next thing you want to do is add juicy resources. Because a lot of times people will say, well, I have a health coaching program, and I want to help you with this problem, and it's 6 sessions, and it costs this much money. That doesn't mean anything. What is 6 sessions, right? You want to explain that. And if it's just 6 sessions and the sessions are an hour long, they're calculating going, wow, you make a lot of money per hour. I only make $10 working at the store down the street. I don't think I want to do this, right? But if you pack it with these resources, like you get this recipe guide and you get this video and you just package in these resources that are going to help them, then they see, wow, that's a really great value. If they were to buy each of those individual resources on their own, it would cost a lot. However, they don't have to cost you a lot because a lot of them can be e-resources. They could be an e-book. They can be a teleseminar. And whether you do a teleseminar for one person or 100 people, it doesn't cost any difference. Then you have to learn to enroll clients, and that's a whole other skill set that we go into in more detail in the Healthpreneur series, that business series, that it was given as a bonus, I think, for full pays, or I can't remember, but some of you got it as a full pay, and we also included in our year-long certification program. And it's a series of 6 different webinars that teach you different aspects of the business aspect of doing this. And one of the things is enrollment conversations. That doesn't mean a sales conversation. It means an enrollment conversation. And I see it as very different. It's not you're trying to shove something down your throat like, well, do you want fries with that? Well, no, I don't really want fries. Well, yeah, but the fries are only 39 cents today, but I don't really want fries. That's not what you're doing. What you're doing is listening to what they want and what they need, and you're explaining to them how you can offer a solution that gets them what they need, and that enrolls them. They'll say, okay, where do I sign? I've had that happen. When I shifted the way that I talk to people, when I first met them about becoming clients of mine, it shifted the way people responded, and now I can't even talk to people anymore about it because they all want to sign up and I don't have any space in my calendar.
And then clarify your process. That's back at the top. So we're all around, we're all around the loop. So we're going to go through each season in detail, and I'm going to share with you a framework. You can pull out the handout that I gave you, and some of the stuff is listed in there as well, and you can take notes either there or on the slide. But there's some active spots in the handout that we're going to use it. So the first thing to do is package your system. Why do you need to package your system? Well, like I said earlier, right, if you just say, oh, I would like to put a system in at $75 a session or $150 a session or whatever it is, that's giving it, and leaving it open that they're just going to come when they have the money or when they feel like it. And I've had this happen before. And I say, look, we've got this issue, and it's probably going to take us a few months to get to the bottom of it to really get you where you need to be. And I think for the first month, I'd like to see you once a week because I have a whole bunch of stuff to share with you. And then they pay me for that first session, and they leave, and I say, well, let's make an appointment for next week. And they go, okay, I'll call you. I'll call you when I can. I have to check my calendar. And then they leave, and then a week would go by, 2 weeks would go by, and then 3 months would go by, and they come back in. They say, oh, I'm here for my next appointment. And they go, well, it's not a week later. It's 3 months later. Well, how are things going? Well, I don't think this diet's working for me. Like, well, tell me what you're doing. Well, I'm doing this. Well, we didn't talk about doing that. I had one person came in and said, I don't think this diet's working for me. And I said, well, tell me what you're doing. And she says, well, you know, I'm drinking a green smoothie in the morning, but then I get really hungry at about noon, and I'm out and about, so I stop at HEB, and I buy, like, some candy or a hot dog or chicken nuggets or whatever. And she goes on and on, and I'm like, there's no chicken nuggets on my diet plan that we talked about. There's no M&Ms on the diet plan we talked about. Yeah, but I'm doing all the green smoothie stuff. Well, first of all, it's been 3 months, and I just said, forget it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing it anymore because they're not benefiting. They're not getting the benefit of what I can share with them because they're trying to save money or they get busy. So you sign them up for a package, and the package will talk about different types of packages. And you can make the packages up as you go along, or you can have set packages. Sometimes you make them up because each person is a little bit different. This person might need a 6-month package at once a week, and this person might need a 3-month package at twice every month. So avoid the pay-as-you-go model, as I said. Bundle the visits with the tools. So if you don't already have an ebook, it's real easy. An ebook doesn't have to be an official fancy book with the little 3D icon and everything. It could be just a collection of recipes that you've written or checklists that you've created. It could be very, very simple. It could be 2 or 3 pages. But you have something that you can give them. When I first started out, I started creating handouts like crazy. I was a handout queen. I had a handout for everything. This was one that talked about fatty acids, and this was one that talked about dairy and it's causing lupus, and this one talked about gluten. Whatever it is, you need to have some of that to bundle, because then the package seems very robust to people. It could be as simple as you setting up a tripod in your kitchen with a camera, you can use an iPhone, and recording you doing something with food. I did this one video, put it on YouTube, and everybody loved it. And all I was doing was I had a friend over, and I said, oh, let's do some sauteed spinach. And I took a box of spinach. I didn't even put it in a bowl, and I just added a little bit of salt and started massaging it down. He goes, what are you doing? I said, well, it's like cold sauteing. It breaks it down. And he explained it to me. He goes, wait, where's your camera? So we took a picture of you doing it, this video. And I explained it as I went and how we were releasing the cell walls and making it more digestible and more palatable, and you can eat more. We put it on YouTube. It was like totally impromptu. My hair wasn't even combed. And I may just come back from working out. And it was a very popular video. And people loved it because it just taught them a skill that they didn't have a clue. You have lots of skills related to this and related to other stuff that people need to know about. And then you look at packaging in a way that's easy to say yes to. And that doesn't mean that you say, well, I'm going to offer you this 3-month program and it's only going to cost you $50. That's not what I mean, because it has to be a win-win. It has to be something that you're feeling really good about and they're feeling really good about. And one thing I've found, and you all have been part of this, is the quick action, the quick sign-up bonuses. The first 5 people are going to get a consultation, an extra consultation. The first 5 people are going to get my blah, blah, blah home study system. The first 5 people are going to get something, you know, a discount of whatever. Or not even the first 5 people, because that's when you're doing it with a group. If you're talking to somebody one-on-one, you say, well, look,
I want you to make a decision for yourself now. And if you're able to make a decision, you know, within the next 24 hours, I can offer you $500 off the price, or $200 or $50 off or whatever it is. And the last thing, and this is the part that I've had a lot of help with because I'm not naturally good at it, but catchy name for your program helps. I go, you say, Sarah, I think you would really do well in my Eradicate Your Belly Fat program. And here's what's in the Eradicate Your Belly Fat program. I have another program called the Quench the Digestive Fire, and it's for people with heartburn, and I think it would be perfect for you. Or I have one, personally, I do have one called Jumpstart Your Energy and my Bye-Bye Belly Fat Brain Fog and Burnout. People love that program, and they love that name. It's like, oh, yeah, I want to say bye-bye to that. So you just find the names that are going to make people go, yeah, I want to do that. And then you look at the components of the program. And I think that any program you put together that you're working with somebody, whether it's one-on-one or in a group, should always start with some sort of an assessment. Where are they now? You use the insulin resistance assessment that I gave you. That gives them a score. Wow, they have 50% of the symptoms of insulin resistance at the beginning of the program. It gives you an idea of the severity of the problem, but also a comparison point so that you can see how they're progressing. Because you know what? People get amnesia. They forget about how bad it was. And if a little bit, two weeks, 3 months, whatever, into a program with you, they're thinking, well, I'm so fatigued, I think it's nothing's changed. So, well, wait, let's go fill out this questionnaire again and let's compare your score. You go, wow, you know, you've improved here, you've improved here, your score is like 30% better. You go, oh, yeah, that's fine, I had trouble, I forgot I used to feel like that. So it's a great way to get them remotivated, and it's a great way for you to show them that they really are making progress. And in another case, if they're not making progress, it really points out to you where you need to do more work. Other things that we've talked about this before, the training sessions or written materials. So things that teach them how to do a skill. Like, for example, if you're doing a blood sugar imbalance balancing, you want to either give them a video that shows them how to test their blood sugar, or you want to have a session. Okay, once you buy this blood sugar meter, or if you're really doing a lot of these, you just buy a bunch of them. They cost 10 or 15 bucks at the local store, and usually can send the rebate coupon in, and they don't cost you anything. And you can actually say, look, I've got this, and it's included in the program. You get your own blood sugar meter. And you also get a session with me where I can hold your hands, and I can, you know, kind of keep you from freaking out about this and help you to do it. It may not be within your scope of practice to actually poke them with the needle, right? So be careful about that. Make sure that they do it, that they're doing it. So those of you who came to my live event last year, a Spring of Vitality, we tested blood sugar on 120 people in the room. And we had coaches going around the room and helping out. And I said, you cannot do the poking for them. It's really important because it's a liability issue. They could come back and say, ah, well, this person drew blood on me and I want to sue them. So really clear, but you just sit them there and you say, okay, this is how you do it. You can show them on yourself how you do it, and then you can say, okay, now it's your turn, and help them do it. The other thing that's really important is tracking form. I've given you a great sample for the glucose tracking, and I've included a lot of other things on that. You may want to simplify that form. You may be a spreadsheet guru, and you want to make a Google Doc with spreadsheet page tabs and stuff like that for people. Whatever, but tracking is super important. You want to track people's progress. The thing is, when you don't have them track their diet or their poops or their energy levels, you don't get a sense of what might be triggering if they're having an adverse reaction. Whereas if you have a tracking form, they say, I have had a headache since Thursday night, and I just don't understand why. And you go back and look at their diet diary, and you see that they've written down that they were at Aunt Martha's on Thursday afternoon, and Aunt Martha insisted that they have a bagel with her, and they did, thinking it wasn't an issue. They didn't connect their headache with the bagel, but you certainly can. Menus and recipes are so easy to provide people, and people love them. I always am amazed at how much people like menus, because I don't want a menu. I want to just go in the kitchen, find the ingredients, throw them together. But other people are like, I want to look at my menu. I'm going to do the shopping, my shopping list, make these recipes. So provide them. You'll notice that I provide them in all my programs. And it was like twisting my arm to get me to do that because I don't know how much I put in. I had to stop and measure. And but you may have that all together. They love it. People love it because then they don't have to guess. Progress evaluation. So you started somebody on a blood sugar balancing program and they're doing all their stuff, but when they started, they had a hemoglobin A1C of 7. And as you recall, that's not a good number. You want to redo that at some point to see what their numbers are looking like. If you've had them do, say, some physical stuff on themselves, if they, you know, their blood pressure was elevated, you go and have them do their blood pressure again or you do it for them. Let us see what's happening at intervals. This is a mistake a lot of practitioners make. I have people come into see me all the time and they say, oh, I've already done that adrenal stress test. You know, wow, okay, great. How long ago? It was 3 years ago. So what was the result? Oh, yeah, my adrenals are shot. Okay, so what did you do about it? Oh, they put me on some supplements. I said, okay, so then how long did you take the supplements before you got retested? You didn't retest. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I just took them for a few months, and then I figured I was sick. I said, are you sick? Do you feel like you? No, I don't. Well, progress, reevaluation. You put them on a program. You want to find out if it's right for them. Like somebody was saying on the call last week that they were finding that when they did birth, their blood sugar was going up, not down. That's where you're stepping in and going, wait a minute, that's not working for you. Let's slow the birth down. You may have to gradually build up to that. Oh, somebody says, I just started drinking all these green smoothies and eating all these greens, and now I'm getting this upset stomach. Ah, maybe it's too much fiber all at once. Maybe they have an oxalate sensitivity. But it's evaluating their progress. Critical for whether it's a blood sugar balancing program or a different kind of a coaching program. Another component might be question and answer by email, right? Where you're just, instead of having to speak to them or have them come in to see you on a regular basis, you allow them to ask questions. Now I'm going to give you a few tips on this. When I first started my practice, I would see somebody for an exam and evaluation, and I'd give them an idea of where we were going to go and things to do, and inevitably they would call me up 10 o'clock that night because they forgot what brand of vitamin C I had recommended, or they weren't sure about something that I'd said. I didn't bundle that time in. I was charging the bare minimum for my time at that point, and anything over that, they were getting for free, and that was my time. And after, I do it at first, but then after a while, I started to resent it. So I started bundling into packages. I started doing packages, and I'd say, well, you can get the package with the email support or the phone support in between visits or not. And then right away, you know what that was? That was telling them if they didn't sign up for that, they can't call me at 10 o'clock at night. And they'd have to pay for it or they'd have to make an appointment to come in to see me. But whenever you put that in writing, that this is a feature, that makes the people go, oh, I guess if I didn't pay for that feature, then I don't get that feature, so I can't do it. And the other thing I found, and this is just, I found this serendipitously, accidentally, I would have this thing where I say, this package includes like 6 visits where we're going to go over and we're going to review and we're going to optimize your program, and then it also includes like 3 emergency visits in between, like in case they needed something in between, or it includes 3 email correspondences in between. And inevitably, they wouldn't take those until the very end when their package was just about to expire, and they go, I have those 3 whatevers in those 3. Can I just lump them all together and get another visit? And by that point, they're like, okay, so you know what I did? So counterintuitive. I put in unlimited email questions and unlimited phone support, like unlimited emergency support, not phone support, unlimited. Emergency. I had another name for it. Anyway, emergency support. I need something answered. SOS call, I call. And so you know what happened when I gave the unlimited? So say I had somebody that was in a 6-month program, and originally I'd given them 1 a month of these SOS calls, and at the end they wanted all 6 together. They have they could just do it anytime they wanted, and inevitably most people would take one or two. So it's actually, it was less time that I was giving than I was giving originally. It's really, really cool. And people get more respectful of your time when you're really clear about your boundaries. And then finally, extras would be checklists and handouts and videos, audios, anything you can include that you think is going to make it valuable. You don't want to just stick stuff in for the sake of sticking it in, but whatever you think is going to make it valuable. So now we've got a clear idea of the components of the program. I'm just going to review real quick. Initial assessment, I get together with them after the initial assessment to review what you found, what you think they need, what the goal is, the scope of the program, and as part of the initial assessment, make sure you get their goals down. Because it's really important to keep coming back to their goals and reminding them of their goals when they have trouble and they fall off the wagon. So you do an initial assessment, you do a report of findings, is what they call it in the medical profession. You're going to do a report of findings, you're going to create a treatment plan, and then you're going to have follow-up sessions to help people implement. Then you're going to give them training materials and resources and recipes to help them implement. You're going to offer them some support in between those sessions or not, depending on how you want to focus it. You're going to have set times to do progress reevaluations. And when it comes towards the end of whatever, say if it's a time package, like say you sign them up for a three-month package, that you bundle in an exit evaluation, basically. Or not an exit, I wouldn't even call it an exit evaluation. I would call it a what's the next step evaluation. And so you could, at the end of that, you, okay, here's where you were, here's where you are now, here's where you want to go. Here's what I see and how I can help you there. I don't think we need to get together quite as frequently as we did before because you're getting really good with your habits and stuff, but there's still some things we need to work on. So how about if we do an additional 3 months of once a month or twice a month? So whatever it is at that point. But they know that that's going to be their what's next appointment. And what's next might be for some people, wow, you're phenomenal, your purpose is clean, go ahead. Most people need ongoing support. As much as they really know what they're doing, they just need somebody to hold them accountable. And maybe it's just they have a visit with you once a month after that. And they have a maintenance plan. There's a lot of ways that you can do this. So let's talk about the different package types. I told you what I think about pay-as-you-go. I don't do those anymore. I refuse to do those anymore just because you don't get the commitment. You don't get the results that's good. On a monthly retainer, it's kind of like the pay-as-you-go, but it's a little bit better. And that's basically where they work with you on a month-to-month basis. So you say, it's going to cost X dollars per month for two coaching sessions with me per month, or four, or whatever you need it to be. And then at the end of that month, you automatically renew it unless they say they're going to quit, and they have to give you 30 days, or whatever you work out. But this is what's typically done in the coaching industry. A set number of sessions, a particular duration. And it is a great way to get started. You don't need a lot to do it. You just have to say to somebody, listen, if you feel like what you need, we'll just do it on a monthly basis. Maybe on the second month they only need, instead of three a month, they need two a month. And you can evaluate it as you go along. So that's one kind of package. You can all get started with that right away. You can have somebody that you talk to and they heard about you, or you met them at a networking event and you say, you know, I'm working with people who have blood sugar imbalances, and you know people with blood sugar imbalances end up with brain fog, and they end up with burnout, and they end up with belly fat, and they're not able to really do well on their job. And I see you up working with these people, they go, wow, I have that. I'd love to talk to you about working with you, or my sister could really use your help. And so you can just get started and say, you evaluate, you talk to them. I would recommend when you're first getting started that you have a complimentary first session, and that's being an enrollment conversation. It's not a consultation where you're giving them all this stuff. That's the mistake I used to make. I talk to them and I say, oh, do this. Why did they need to come back? I just gave them everything they needed to do and they were overwhelmed. And they weren't going to come back until they did it all. So instead, you really work in a specific enrollment way and you give them value. You say, wow, it looks like, wow, based on what you're telling me, I think you could benefit from the blood sugar imbalance. Right? Have you ever tested your blood sugar? Have you and you just give them some information and you share with how you can work with them. This is a great place to get started. Not my favorite way, I don't do these, but it's certainly a great way to get started. Package number two is a time period package. This is how I started out doing packages, and it's really a great way. It's a multi-month commitment or multi-day, multi-week. My very first package was a 30-day. It was called Jumpstart Your Energy in 30 Days. And it included, I have a slide of one included, I'll share with you. But it's basically, if you were going to charge them for a retainer, say $250 a month, maybe if you did a three-month program, it's going to be, I'm just throwing these numbers out, they're not good numbers, but say, what was it before, $400. So they pay $50 if they do the three-month package. And then you bundle other stuff in it. So you're going to walk them through the system. So if it's for blood sugar balance, you're going to walk them through the system that I've taught you here in this program. You're going to walk them through learning how to monitor their blood sugars, incorporating all the good greens and stuff into their diet, moving away from the starches and the carbs. So you've got a specific set of sessions that you want to take them through. And then you include bonus materials, include the insulin resistance assessment, you include handouts to talk about high glycemic versus low glycemic food. You include handouts to talk about the importance of sleep and fitness and everything. Ebooks and checklists. And I've certainly given you a number of checklists in the program that you can use your imagination to see what fits your clientele the best. And then accountability is so important. That's what people need more than anything. So whether it be a form that they fill out for you before each session, a status report should they give you, submitting diet diaries to you, whatever that is, that accountability is super important for them and for you. So these are names, examples of time period packages. You could have a 30-day jump start. That's what mine was, jump start your energy. I'm not promising them that they will get completely up to a level 10 energy if they're at a level 1 in 30 days. We all know that rarely happens. It's a jump start. You can do a 90-day intensive where you're just really going to focus on one particular area that they need and do it over the course of 90 days. I had one I called 90 Days to Buy Them Energy. That was one of my first programs also. Then you can have a six-month immersion, and I had one called the Fatigue Freedom Formula. That was a six-month. And I took people through different aspects of what could be creating their fatigue and helping them to balance various things. And it could be a one-year transformation. A lot can happen in a year. So these are just names I'm throwing out there. You can call them what you want. But another time period package, which is a little bit different, is a VIP day. What's a VIP day is where you get together with them for a whole day. It's like a mini retreat. You take one person and you can meet them at a hotel, you can have them in your home, you can meet in a beautiful cottage somewhere, and you work with them. You really get a sense of where their needs are. You show them foods they can make. You may have them walk away with a really nice recipe plan or menu plan that's customized for them. You show them burst training and exercise. You talk to them about sleep. You just can, in one day, pack it in. But it can't be you standing at the front of the room talking to them for 8 hours. That's not what it is. It's an interactive day where you may give them something to do. You may say, okay, fill out this goal-setting form, and let's talk about your goals, and let's see how we can set this up. And you're giving them the actual tools that they need, not overwhelming them. That's the mistake most people make is like, oh, they just paid me for a whole day. I got to get everything in. No, this could be a jump start. Like at the end of the VIP day, it's like, this is awesome. We've just gotten you jump started. Now what I really think is that if we could work together over the next 3 months, you're going to see major transformation. And you can do a VIP day in person, but you can also do it on the phone. And on the phone, I think I have a scenario for that. I'll wait and share with you. Yes, I do. Coming up in a couple of slides. Where you can structure it in such a way that it feels really good. It doesn't feel heavy. So the third type of package, which I don't necessarily like, but a lot of massage therapists do these, right? You commit to a certain number of sessions. You have this, it's almost like a coupon book. You do that for yoga classes, right? You get 30 sessions and you can use them over the course of the year, however you want to do it. Again, because you're putting them in control of that, it doesn't work as well because they're not as committed. They're just like, okay, well, I have another, oh, I only have three more sessions left. I really need help this week, but I'm going to wait because I'm running out of sessions. Did you ever do that with a yoga? Well, what good does that do if you have a yoga ticket and you're just like, I'm not going to yoga this week because I only have two more sessions. No, you renew it. So it's the same kind of thing. So it's psychologically, but it also is an easy one to get going with, right? You don't need a whole bunch of e-books. You don't need a bunch of resources. You can make the resources up as you go along, and you give them a saving as compared to individuals. I know for yoga, if you go to yoga classes, it might cost $15 a class, but if you buy a bundle of, you know, 30 sessions or whatever, 30 sessions, it might cost $250 instead of $300. Oh, whatever. The math is not, I didn't do it right, but doing math on a teleseminar in front of a bunch of people is not my forte. if you put a time limit. So if you just say they bought this package as 30 sessions or 10 sessions and there's no time limit, and 5 years later they come to you like, wow, look, I still have two sessions left. You're like, I don't even know what we were doing. I don't even do that anymore. So put a time limit on it, like a package of 5 sessions. I kept throwing out 30 for some weird reason. So when you're naming, like I named Before Be Gone, people are like, what the heck is Before Be Gone? Well, we started talking about, well, there's belly fat, there's brain fog, there's burnout, there's blood sugar imbalance. And those are B's. Like, we're looking for alliterations. It's fun to have alliterations in titles. So we came up with the B's. Well, those are the 4 B's. So those 4 B's we don't want to have around, so we came up with Before Be Gone. So it's kind of a rhymey kind of a title. It's catchy. If somebody didn't know what Before Be Gone was, they would not know that that's a blood sugar program. So it may not be the best title, but it's what we did, and it's catchy, and we did it. So you come up with something that's language that they're going to like a makeover. Who doesn't want a makeover, right? Or a transformation, an intensive end. That people may or may not like that, but if you're saying we're going to do an intensive and we're going to get to the bottom of this problem, a jump start, right? A skyrocket. Wow, that's a name that people like. Immersion, accelerative, hot title. Come up with names that people are going to resonate with, or at least that create curiosity. With Before Be Gone, people may not know what the heck it is, but they're kind of curious. What does that mean? And then you get to explain it. So you come up with that. But the title should be results-oriented, right? My title is results-oriented. It's just people don't know what the before is. But we educate them. We have an educational series before people even come to the program, right? And we talk about the 4 B's. And the title should be results-oriented, not like Mary Sue's health coaching program. That's, who cares, right? Mary Sue's body makeover ultimate 30-day transformation. Like, whoa, okay, tell me more, right? So make it something that people are going to ask you more about. And if you're dealing with this insulin resistance and the blood sugar, there's a lot of words that you can use that people don't like about the problems that they get when they have blood sugar imbalance. So let's just talk briefly about group coaching. You may not be ready for group coaching if you're just starting out in coaching. If you've been doing it for a while, that may be the next logical step for you. It's not that hard to do. And when you see the behind the scenes of, you know, how I'm sitting here and talking into my computer and sharing with you, webinars are not a big deal. But the first time, it's like really scary. And once you get over that, oh, it's easy because it's a great way to reach a lot of people, webinars and teleseminars. And there's a lot of great services. And then you need to have a coaching component. So the webinars and the teleseminars are usually the education component, but not exclusively, because we have coaching calls that are done via webinar and teleseminar. So you need to have a coaching component. That coaching component could be one-on-one within a group program for education. And when you're first starting out, that's the ideal scenario. There's all this stuff you're going to say to all of them. So you might as well just package it up and say it to all of them at once and then use your one-on-one time with the person for coaching. When I was first starting out, well, it wasn't when I was first starting out. It was when I was restarting out because I took a break when my kids were little. But I was starting out again, and I was having people come in, and I had a friend of mine who was bartering with me for her coaching sessions, and she would help me when I was working with people, and she would collect their payments and help them get whatever supplements and things they needed. And
see, I have a very open loft area in my upstairs where my office is. So she was sitting downstairs at a desk in the living room, and she would hear me over and over again. And after several times, she goes, you know, I could probably say that fatty acid talk in my sleep. She said, you talk about this pathway, and this gets converted to this, gets converted to this, and that's why they shouldn't be eating mayonnaise. And it's great, but maybe you should record it. Aren't you tired of saying it over and over? And I'm like, oh, wouldn't that be cool? So recording it, right, that's where the webinars come in. So I still do one-on-one coaching with people, but I do it within the framework of a coaching program. So when I first did the Before Be Gone program, I offered that anybody could come in and sign up for the group coaching aspect of it. And then I offered 6 people at most that I would offer a one-on-one coaching experience within the framework of the program. I wasn't going to sit down and say, oh, no, you don't have to listen to those webinars because you're paying me for one-on-one. I don't want to use the one-on-one time to teach them what they can learn in content. Of course, to review it and to share with them how it applies to them is important. So you can have a group program, and you could do a webinar like I've been doing, and you could do coaching. Now, here's another twist on that, which is what we're moving towards in the future, is to have it set up so that you can actually get your person to sign up for the Before Be Gone materials piece, the educational piece, which is all pre-recorded now. They would get that, and then you do the coaching with them instead of me. And I just accidentally switched spots. So wouldn't that be cool? So you don't have to develop all the material. You just get them to sign up for it, and we don't know exactly how we're going to do it, whether we'll have you set up as an affiliate and they sign up for it and you get a percentage of that, or you sign them up for it and you just pay me for however many people go through it. That's called a licensing agreement. And then you get to basically use the content I've developed, and you can guide people through it at whatever stage you want to guide each person through. Or you could do it as a group, either way. So we're working on that. So handouts, super important. Again, I can't say this enough. I said this on 3 different slides. Recipes, checklists, menu plans, assessments, things that you can give them. And a group coaching is even more important. Some people say, how do you do assessments in a group coaching? Well, you do. And we have people come to calls with their assessment and say, well, my assessment says such and such. Or come to calls. You've probably seen that if you were on the cafe program, where people would come with their adrenal lab. And I would tell them what I was seeing in their adrenal lab based on just looking at it really quickly, because I've had a lot of experience with that. You'll get there with that as well. And the videos and audios, demonstrations, and exercises. So this is what I really want to focus on, is examples. This is a 12-step program that you could use whatever steps you want, but this is an example of a 12-step program that hits to various aspects, right? The emotions, the sleep, the exercise, the food. So the first session would be your health assessment and goal setting. That's where you're learning about them. Whether that means that you've had them fill out a bunch of forms and pass them into you so you know how's their digestion, how's their blood sugar, how's their sleep, what are their habits like? Or you just sit one-on-one with them and you ask them questions. I have a colleague who doesn't like forms. She doesn't even make them fill out their name, address, and phone number. She sits there and says, okay, your name, how old? You know, like, I don't want to do that. I want to have somebody fill out a whole bunch of forms, depending on who they are, but at least one form that has like 3 pages. And we're going to share that form that I use for that in the Shine, as we go through some of that, and how to really hone in on what are those key questions that are going to help you to get a picture. Now, you're going to want to know more, but those key questions are going to cover enough that you're going to have this picture. And I look at that and go, oh, this poor person's adrenals are shot. Oh, wow, this person's blood sugar is a mess. Oh, this gluten sensitivity is showing up. And you'll learn how to use this simple 3-page assessment to do that. Now, if you prefer to be the type that asks those questions, that's fine. But I will tell you, question and answer history sessions can go for hours. Because when you say, oh, did you ever have XYZ? Or when was the last time you were on antibiotics? You may get a 2-hour dissertation on all the times going on. And then I did this. wouldn't it be nicer if they could just write it down on paper and you could read it? So it's up to you, though, if you want to do that. I always tell people it's my time and your money. If you want me to do it that way, I just have to be paid for my time. I'm happy to do it. But I have a way to save you money, and let's get to the heart of it quicker. And I love walking into a session with somebody, and it's usually not walking in anymore. It's usually getting on the phone and feeling like I know this person because they filled out these questionnaires, and I have a sense of what their trials are, what their tribulations, what their stresses are, what their eating's like. I really have a sense of it, and we can phone right in. But up to you. So first session, health assessment and goal setting. And make sure you don't skip the goal setting. So many people want to skip the goal setting because if you can keep pointing them back to your goal, like did that chocolate cake really get you closer to the goal of fitting into that new dress that you want to go wear to your daughter's wedding? No. Okay. What can we do differently next time? Another session is an important one, right? Hydration and beverage swap. I love calling a beverage swap, right? Swap out the Diet Coke for what can you replace it with? Some people are not ready to go from Diet Coke to green smoothie in one fell swoop. But maybe you move them to something like that, that new drink that's been out a couple of years called Zevia, X-E-V-I-A. It's a soft drink that's just sparkling water with flavoring and Zevia. So each way, or maybe you move them from what they're doing to water flavored with essential oil. So the beverage spot, when we have the B4 Be Gone beverage booklet and all that in the big guide too. Alkaline balance and green survival health. You're going to recognize some of these things because these are some of the things I take people through in B4 Be Gone. And you can, each one of these can be a session and you have a focus. The next time this person comes in, we're going to go through and I'll share with you on the next one, a session example. Like, okay, alkaline balance, green survival health. Let's teach them about that. Stress transformation where you teach them heart math, or you teach them whatever your favorite stress transformation things are. A fitness session, right? I go through that and before we gone, the whole thing about bursts and all these different things. Proper protein, the need for protein first thing in the morning, explaining to them what and why, getting them through doing an oil change. Notice, we haven't even had them check their blood sugars yet. And by now, their blood sugars are probably way more balanced than they were at the start. And I have mixed feelings about, like, getting people to do it up front so we could see. We're just going to test your blood sugar at the front, and then let's go through the sessions and see where it's at when we get there. But it depends on the person. Some people, like you mentioned, blood sugar, and they're like, yeah, I want to test that right away. And other people are like, oh, no. You mean blood comes out? Is there a way to do it without blood? So then you go through the oil change. You go through the digestion, because digestion has to be clean. And now we're looking at, okay, let's look at blood sugar down. Now you've displaced some of their food because you're pushing in some more of the healthy foods and pushing out some of the others. And then once you've pushed a lot of things out, you can talk about the eliminate stuff. Gluten-free and allergy avoidance, sleep, environmental cleanup. You can go through all these sessions. You can come up with others that you may want to do. You may do them in a different order. And what I do is in the handout that you've got, I go through each of these and give them more detail. So how does a session flow? It's not a matter of, okay, how are you doing? Oh, you ate gluten the other day? Of course your blood sugar. Of course you didn't lose weight. But that's scolding. We don't do scolding. So you start with celebrating their successes. I love starting with celebrating success because everybody wants to go right to what the challenges are, what went wrong. And if you look at, well, what went right last week? And they go, well, I exercised 3 times. Whoa, congratulations. That's great. What else? Okay. Great, and you celebrate with them, and then you explore the follow-through on action items from the last session. So at the end, we're going to see that there's an action step at the end of each session, 1, 2, or 3 things, generally not more than that. And you say, okay, so last week we talked about you incorporating greens at 3 meals a day. How'd you do with that? Well, you know, I did it at 2 meals consistently, and a few times I did it at 3. Wow, congratulations. So what can help you? What prevented you from doing it at the 3rd meal? And then they explain it to you, and then you come up with a strategy for them. And you educate them. What's the next piece? So, like I said, with the person who I'd given the gluten-free, the first step, and I looked at her diet, I'm like, okay, we got to talk about educating her as to why dairy is the next thing that would be good for her to fulfill. Because this person came in, she was already doing gluten-free, doing good stuff, but she was
And so you educate them, you give them some new information. You can take them through an experiential exercise. So for some things, it's hard to come up with an experiential exercise, but like I'm certainly on a fitness thing, you can take them through, or stress management, you can take them through. There's a lot of things that you can do. If you work out of your home, like I still work out of my home, and I just don't see people in person as much, but I would say, let's go down to the kitchen. I'm going to show you how to make that. You know, I really want you off the dairy, and I know you're struggling with this, and I know you really love your sour cream. Let's go make some sour cream. And I'll take them in the kitchen, and in 5 minutes, we've made this amazing sour cream. They're going, oh, my God, I had no idea it was that easy. So experiential, the more you can think of ways to incorporate experiential into your session, the more effective your session will be. And then action steps. Okay, what's the takeaway? The session might be, okay, you're going to get dairy out of your diet 4 out of 7 days, right? Set a goal for them, whatever you think they're ready for. Go for as high as you think they can go, but don't go so far beyond that they're going to feel like a failure. You want to activate success. And then at the end, I like to ask them, so what was an insight that you gained? What was some aha? Some people like to call them aha moments. What was an insight you gained from what we talked about today? And sometimes the sessions don't quite go the way you planned. Like I'll have a session with somebody and we start in one direction and the next thing you know, we just dug deep into the psychological reasons why, you know, something that happened when they were a kid and whatever. So it may be totally different than what you expected, but they're going to have an aha. They go, oh, my God, I had no idea that that was still impacting me and that's been driving my choices. Wow. Okay? So always have them go back and think through the session and what was a big aha for them. Some other coaching tips. Some of you may know all this if you've been through coaching school, you had this training, but I want to reinforce that everybody has a little bit different slant. I think it's important for you to connect with who they are right from the start and what they envision for themselves and hold what's possible for them in a high regard. Like, wow, I know that you can do this. And the reason I know that, I can hear this in your voice that you want this really badly, and I see this for you. And if they're holding themselves really short, like their biggest goal is that they learn how to make a green smoothie, like that's a little bit, what else? And what will that buy you? It's always the means goals and the end goals. So sometimes people will say, wow, you know, I just want to have more energy. Okay. And if you had more energy, what then? Well, you know, I'd probably keep my house cleaner. Well, if your house was cleaner, what then? Well, I'd be really proud of how my house looks, and I might invite my friends over. And what would that mean to you? Wow, I'd have more fun. I'd have more social time. Oh, you know, and whatever. You take it and you take it and you take it until you get to a really juicy piece that they're excited about. That like I had one person, and she got to the point where she was going to start a charity where she was going to raise money to help animals because this is what her passion was. And that's a drive. Like, when she goes to reach for the chocolate cake or the smoothie and she makes that choice, well, if I go for that chocolate cake, I'm still going to be tired. I'm not going to be able to start this, and those poor animals are not going to get the help that they could get. So explaining your system and your views is really critical right at the beginning. Some people may not realize it. I mean, I deal with a more sophisticated clientele now than I did when I first started out. And it's really important when you're starting out with people who are open but not knowledgeable that, you know, my feeling about all these things that are happening to you is that you're interfering with your body's natural ability to heal. And that through the right nutrients, the right movement, the right thoughts, you can shift that. And this is where we're coming from. Because if they're not in alignment with that and they're going, well, I thought you were just going to give me some herb because I don't want to take ibuprofen because I heard it can hurt my stomach, but don't you just have an herb for that? Then you may not be in alignment. And so but other people go, wow, I thought you were just going to give me an herb, and I had no idea. This is really cool. And you realize that this is somebody that you can connect with and might be able to work with well. You always want to give them hope and something to look forward to. And I see that in medicine, what really bothers me is that they don't like to give people hope because they think they're going to give them false hope. And they don't want to give them false expectations. So they go, now you're going to be dead in 6 months. Go get your affairs in order. And I remember listening to Bernie Siegel, who is an MD, loved medicine and miracles, years and years ago. And he said,
there is no such thing as false hope. There is only hope, and that's what it's our job to give our patients. Because when we give them hope and we believe that they can do it, they're going to be doing it. But if we don't believe in them and we set an expectation that you're going to be dead in 3 months, they might be dead in 3 months. And if you said, oh, wow, this is no big deal, we're going to get over this, they may just get over it. And healing the impossible is not impossible. It happens all the time. And guide them through the lifestyle changes at a pace they can follow. Really tuning into them right at the beginning. There are times when I have just given them a teeny, teeny, tiny step. And they got that step and then they were ready for the next step and ready for the next step. And it's important to acknowledge that at the beginning. Like, you know, I feel like the steps that I can give you are really small and you're going to be able to master them. Just may take us a little bit longer. So if you get to a point where maybe you're ready to take a little bit bigger bite, let me know. But right now, let's just do it in tiny bites. The following up regularly and adjusting their program is critical, like I was talking about with this adrenal thing. It's not just one person who's told me that. It's lots of people year after year where they just get these tests done and nobody ever follows up. They just say, oh, here, go do it. You know, I muscle tested you and you need this, this, and this. Go take them. So you've got to see if it's really working. And not just if it's working with muscle tests, but if it's working within the body. Request that they track their diet, habits, and symptoms. They're going to balk at it. Take it where you can, a little bit. Can you just do a diet diary for one day for me, just so I can get a sense, so I can help you? And they'll eventually come around. Some of them will. Some of them won't. And then you're constantly offering them support, guidance, and accountability. And that's where giving them action items at the end of the session and at the beginning of the session, checking in on the action items from last time. And that requires you to keep track of things, to have a good way to keep notes. So this is just an extra little coaching kind of thing. You may know this stuff, but I'll just, it bears repeating. How do you motivate and inspire your clients? The power of connection is so strong. When you can look in their eyes or even on a phone call, I feel like I can look into people's eyes. I feel like I can just really connect with them. If you're on a phone and you're filing your nails while you're talking to them, you're not connecting with them. Or you're answering the email, you're not connecting with them. It's really being there. And sometimes before you even go into a session with somebody, it's taking a few moments to just breathe and visualize them and connect. You connect on an energetic way, and that helps the session to go much better. Beginning with the end in mind, that's where the whole goal setting is. Stephen Covey said that in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Begin with the end in mind. When you have that end in mind, you're going to make the steps to get there. Well, how do I get there? What's the next step I need to get closer to that? Encourage them and have frequent touches. That means that you don't give them a program and give them like a long list of 20 things to do and tell them to come back in a month. It's not going to work. Frequent touches, small chunks, frequent touches. Focuses on their success first in any session. Understand what they need. This person needs the comfort of that yogurt that she's been having for the last 20 years. Instead of just saying yogurt's bad for you, stop eating it. It may or may not be for that person, but you don't do that. You say, okay, she needs that comfort. First of all, the deep way is you're going to figure out what is this comfort really needs and how do you get that for her. But that doesn't happen overnight. So how do you give her the comfort of the yogurt? Are there foods you can replace it with? Are there other things you can replace it with? Acknowledge that she needs the comfort of that cup of coffee and help her to make different choices that are going to serve for that. Providing helpful tools is valuable. People love it when you out of the blue, I sent somebody yesterday this beautiful chart that scanned in that I had of acupressure that you could do, Korean hand acupuncture. And I said, she just happened to mention this to me on the call. Just, you know, you generally don't do musculoskeletal care long distance, but she was mentioning that she was going to get an appointment. She thought she might have broken her arm. And I asked her some questions. And I came up with her and said, I think what's really happening is, I told her to do some movements. I said, really happening is you strained your bicep and you got some inflammation in the rotator cuff, and there's a Korean hand acupuncture stuff that you can do. And I sent her the chart. She was so thrilled that I did that, and it was just a tool. It was just off the cuff. I surprised her. It was something that we were working on. We were working on her energy. And she laughed. She wrote back and she said, well, you were right. That's what the doctor said it was.
I thought, wow, we can do musculoskeletal diagnosis over the phone. So don't underestimate how much you can do by asking the right questions. It wasn't that you said, oh, I think I broke my arm, it hurts here, that I said, oh, it's probably just a muscle strain. So I asked her a series of about 8 or 10 questions, like where I can do this, try that, and I was able to get to it. You can do this with people. And I'm not saying if you're not trained in musculoskeletal stuff, that's not going to come, but you are trained in the nutrition of people. And then telling stories is phenomenal. Telling stories of other people who've been where they were and have been successful and how they weren't successful. It really motivates and inspires them. And when they're stuck, don't be afraid to brainstorm. Don't be afraid to divert from what you were planning to do with them that day and brainstorm ways that you can get them unstuck. So I want you to take out the form that I gave you. It's about 12 pages. It's 12 pages long, and about the third page from the back. I think it's page 9. Maybe it's page 8. Yeah, on page 8 it starts. It's pretty much a duplication of what I've got listed on this slide, which is, you're going to come up with your program design template. You're going to come up with a title for your program. Now, you're going to be doing this insulin resistance. It doesn't mean that you're just doing insulin resistance, but somebody comes in and you identify. They're not going to come, first of all, they're not going to come to you and say, I have insulin resistance, or I have blood sugar problems, can you help me? They may, but most of them are going to be, they don't even know it, their doctor doesn't know it, nobody's identified it. They come in, you do an enrollment conversation, a discovery consultation with them, and you go, wow, I really think this person has blood sugar imbalance. And you explain that to them, and you want to have a nice program, eliminate belly fat, annihilate belly fat, or get rid of the brain fog program, or whatever. So come up with a good title for what you're going to be showing, or blood sugar balancing program. And then what's the problem that you're solving? Well, obviously, in this particular case, because we're talking insulin resistance, and blood sugar imbalance. But if you have some other program where you're working on getting them to help them with their skin, or you're helping them with their reflux, then it's going to have a different problem solved. Who's the target audience? Who's your target audience? Are they children? Are they teenagers? Are they executives? Are they athletes? Who is it that you want most to work with? And then what are the benefits and the results? And the reason for you spending a bunch of time on the benefits and the results is this is when you get those down, that's what you are reflecting back to the person in front of you, either one-on-one or if you're writing a group program and you've got a page, a web page that you're trying to describe it, then you can really hone in on benefits and results. You catch them. They go, I want that. Yeah, I want that. They don't want a 6-week coaching program that has, you know, 4 ebooks and 3 videos. They could care less. They want to know what the problem is that's going to be solved, what's the benefit, what's the result. And then the format of delivery. I recommend you sit with this one and really think about your lifestyle, your desired lifestyle. If your desire is to get on the road and travel, you don't want to do necessarily a face-to-face in the office visit unless you're having to go from town to town and drum up the clientele in each town. No, you want to have more of a long-distance kind of thing. Okay? If your goal is to reach the masses, then working one-on-one with people isn't going to reach the masses. You're going to want to reach more people. And I have a goal to reach the masses. And someone said to me, a friend of mine, as I was jogging with him years ago, I was really just getting into this online thing, and he says, well, you got to decide, what do you want to do? Do you want to deal with and help many people on a kind of a low, superficial level, or do you want to help a small group of people on a deep level? And I looked him in the eye. I said, I want to help a large number of people on a very deep level. So I thought, that's been driving me. How do I do this? And that's part of what drove me to start teaching practitioners, because if I work with you, then you can work with, if I want to work with a large group and get results, you can work with them deeply and get results, and you can get large numbers of people that are being helped deeply. So this is a group project here, saving the world, changing the face of healthcare. I may have shared this with you last week, but I shared it with someone last week, is that I was at a retreat a few weeks back, and they said, well, let's do some goal setting, but let's do it different. Not just what your goal is that you want to accomplish by the end of next year or the end of next month. If there were no holds barred, what do you want to see happen with your contribution to your area of expertise? And I thought about it, and I said, I want what we're teaching here, what we're learning here, to be taught in medical school, and for people who already graduated medical school, that's what their continuing education is. And it shifted my focus. Not that it's changed a lot about what I'm doing, but it shifted my focus as to how can I approach, who can I approach, and how can I get this to happen. It's unlikely to happen in our lifetime, right? It's a huge system. You have to change the paradigm and the way of thinking of millions of people, billions of people. But it's something to work for, and that's really driven you. So what is that overarching goal of yours? What do you want to see? What do you want to see different in the world as a result of your contribution? What do you want your legacy to be? And then your time frame of delivery, you can put that down. It might be 30 days. It might be 60 days. It's just variable because you're going to do this one-on-one, and depending on the person, you're presenting a little bit differently. You might want to look at the number of sessions, the length of the sessions, how they're delivered. You want to do it in small chunks, half-hour sessions every week. Think about how we best serve you to do. And then what additional elements can you put in? And I would do two columns on this. One, I would put stuff that I already have that would be very little effort for me to put in. Like, I already have this little recipe guide, or I have a file with tons of recipes that I've created. Wow, that wouldn't be very hard to create recipe packets for people. Or it may be something that's easy for you to do. Well, I don't really have it yet, but I really feel passionate about talking to people about this particular, like the stress aspect, perhaps. And I'm just going to go on and record a teleseminar to you. And then there might be stuff that's a little bit harder that might take longer for you to put together. So find the things that you can put in place right away, and then your future programs can incorporate some of the things that you still have to develop. And what's your process? How do you plan on doing this? And finally, pricing. And that's where people get choked up. It's like, how do I charge for this? And you just have to sit with it. And you think about, how much do you really ideally want to be paid for an hour of your time? And we're not going to be charging by the hour, but you're going to be thinking about how much time is going to go into this, to create it, to create the materials, to email the people, to sit with them, coaching them. How much time? What do you need? First of all, what do you minimally need to be paid realistically per hour for the lifestyle that you want to accomplish? And how many hours do you want to work? So how much do you want to be paid? How much do you need for your lifestyle? How many hours do you want to work? And then you can figure out how much you need to be paid. So if you would like to be making $10,000 a week, working 20 hours a week, figure that out, right? What is that, $500 an hour? Okay. Then you figure out a program where you're doing, it's very leveraged, right? So there's not a lot of your time that goes into it, so you can make $500. I've done programs where I've made $500 an hour. I've done programs where I've made $50 an hour or $10 an hour, right? So figure it out, right? And sometimes when you figure that out, you go, oh, it's not so unrealistic. I can do that. I determined by going through some of these exercises that what I thought was my most lucrative programs, which were my one-on-ones, where it made the most absolute money, were actually the worst on an hourly basis. So I thought, if I want to work less hours, I want to reach more people, I need to be doing more of those other programs. It's up to you. We're all different. But I encourage you to take the time to do this over the next week, and within the next week, post to the Facebook group what you've done. And share with people. Get into some discussion. Do it. Because if you put it aside and say, yes, I'm going to do it later, I'm going to do it after the holidays, I'm going to do it after my son graduates from high school, you're not going to do it. You need to do it now. And even if it's going to be your first one, it's not going to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. Do it and have something you can offer the next time somebody says, hey, my friend Sally said that you've been studying about insulin resistance and we know how to help people get rid of their belly fat. Can you help me? That you say, yes, I think I can. Let me ask you a few questions. And then you ask them some questions. And if you think you can help them, you can say, I'd like to sign you up for my Jump Start the Belly Fat Reduction Program. And it's this and it's this and it benefits me. I'm going to tell them, and it's 6 weeks long and it's three this and it's that. It's this program where I'm going to help you to hone in on why that belly fat is there. I'm going to help you to create balance in your body. I'm going to help you increase your energy, burn fat while you sleep, learn how to eat phenomenal foods that you absolutely love. Would you like to join that program? So you put it that way, they'll go, yeah, I would. How much does it cost? So, and sometimes they don't even ask how much it costs. I've done that where they go, sign me up. Don't you want to know how much it costs? Well, okay, that would be good to know. Okay, so then there's a place in the back where you can put, brainstorm your sessions, your 12-step program, that's page 10. So just kind of use that to scratch papers before you actually put the whole thing down. What do you want to have as a 12-step program? And then any notes you want to take. And then the last one is action steps to complete the program design. So brainstorm what do you need to have happen in order for you to be able to create that program and sit down with that? What has to happen? Write them down. And then when are you going to do them all? And that's that. And then let's turn back. I have two more slides to share with you. I wanted to just share with you about the VIP day. It can be virtual or live. Like I said, it can be a workshop group with a small group, a virtual, like five or six people on the phone. It could be a live small group. I know someone who just loves having five or six people in her living room around her table, in her dining room around her table, and they brainstorm, and she helps each person. You pick a topic. It could be how to get started with. So you can have a VIP day on how to get started with eating massive amounts of green food so you can skyrocket your energy. How to get started with balancing your blood sugar. Or it could be a step-by-step. Step-by-step guide to burning fat while you sleep. It could be about mastering a new skill. It could be a how to make amazing raw food meals that skyrocket your energy. And you can take them into kitchens. It could be about cleaning out their pantry makeover. I did a virtual group program with pantry makeover. And I talked to them about what stuff they needed to remove from their pantry. I said, go and see what you've got in there. And anything was questionable, well, you know it's no good, throw it away, put it in a box, give it to Goodwill or give it to the food bank. And then look at some stuff you might have questions about and bring it back. And people loved that day. Then I took them around with a camera and I just kind of filmed my kitchen and the way I organized things. You can do that sort of thing with people. Total immersion, it could be just like one topic that you're going to just totally get into. And this is the format that I learned in a class I did ages ago on how to do a VIP day. So keep it simple, 4 to 5 simple modules, 30 to 45 minutes long. You're not going to sit there and talk to them about stuff for hours. Have one or two activities that get them into action. So it might be cleaning out their pantry. It might be filling out some worksheets and setting their goals. It might be doing some physical exercise. It may be clearing out a space so that they have an exercise area in their house. It might be food prep. You might talk to them about making certain things, give them a recipe, and send them to the kitchen, or have them watch a video that you made and then send them to the kitchen to make it and come back and tell you how it tastes. There's a lot of things that you can do with it. And if you're in person, then of course you can take them in the kitchen and do it. And having bonuses is always helpful. Checklists, templates, recipes, videos, menu plans, exercises for people. Always nice to have. You can do these VIP days at their house too. And then you charge a lot more because you have to charge for your travel. But I know people who go and do 3-day VIP weekends with people. And they clear out their kitchen. They help them make recipes. They teach them stuff. I've done these where I've gone to someone's home. And I helped them clean out. One person had a huge garbage bag full of food that she was throwing out, and it had gluten in it and it had sugar in it and all the things. She goes, wow, I didn't realize how much of the stuff I had. And then I had to unpack her dehydrator from the box and unpack the Vitamix from the box, taught her how to make a bunch of stuff. By the time I left there, she had a cleaned out pantry, she had a reorganized refrigerator, and she had lasagna sitting in the dehydrator warming up for her next meal. You can do this with people, and you can have phenomenal success. You can do this on a blood sugar balancing, right? There's so many tools and new skills that they need to learn that maybe you incorporate a VIP day into a package that you're going to take them through the program, and at one point you're going to get together with them and actually take them physically through the first training, the heart math. You can't take them through the sleep unless you want to go and have a nap with them. That's probably not a good use of time. Anyway, that's all I have for you. It went a lot longer than I expected it to go. I apologize for that. I know there's some duplication with what I talked about tonight and what's on the site. And I'm feeling like there's not going to be a lot of time here for questions. There should not any. So what I would like to do is I would like to schedule, if anybody has a really burning question, raise your hand, start too. But what I would like to do is just I'll give you a bonus call. And we'll schedule that maybe like right after the holidays when everybody's a little bit calmer. And we can just go through all the questions you have. And that way, you can take this strategy away with you. You can start to work on it and put it into place and be able to have questions, get your questions answered by me. So if you have a burning question, raise your hand. Start to. Okay, that looks like Eleanor. And if we've got questions on here, let's see. Okay, there are none. Okay, good. Okay, let me answer two burning questions we have. We have Eleanor and then Casey. So I'm going to open up your line, Eleanor. What happened? I took down your hand, but I didn't open up your line. There you go. You're open.
I'm open? Am I open?
You're open. Yeah, hi.
Okay. Hi. I do have not related to this topic, but a technical question that I want to give somebody advice on, and I've been meaning to ask you. At one point, you said something about thyroid test, a thyroid test that you might not want to have on your insurance. And I can't remember what it was and why they wouldn't want to have it.
It was autoimmune, Hashimoto's.
Okay.
So whenever you get a diagnosis of autoimmune disease and that's on your record, and if you go to get new insurance and there's a record that you have an autoimmune disease, you are going to be put in a high-risk pool. Now, I don't know how that plays out with this new Obamacare thing. It may not make a difference anymore, but I know that in the past that if you had a diagnosis like that, so I would say to people, you know, maybe the best way to do it is to just go and pay the $50 to Direct Labs and get it done that way.
And what is the test that we're talking about?
It's the thyroid antibody test. There's one called thyroid peroxidase, and the other one is called anti-thyroglobulin.
Okay. And
we'll talk a lot more about these tests when we do at Shine, if you're going to be coming to Shine.
Okay. I am coming to Shine. And then one other thing, I have read this article that, you know, a lot of things I read now from what I've learned from you, I can understand why they're saying the thing. They might be saying it a little differently. But this one article, I just can't I don't know whether it's wrong. Can I send it to you some way for you to talk about on our next call and or
sure.
Say yes?
Yeah, you can send it to me. What's the best way? Is it a link? Because if it's a link, you can put it on the Facebook page. And if it's an actual PDF or something of an article, then you'd email it to me. So which is it?
I have it as a document on my PC right now. I could try to go back and find it as a link if I can find it again because I copied it off of the web page. But I could try to do that.
If you can, that would be great because that way everybody else can see it. If you post.
Yeah, I would love for everybody to see it because it really glorifies cortisol in the morning and how that's really good to burn fat, and some of the things just don't fit. And maybe it's just because you need to have real deep knowledge to understand it, or maybe it's wrong.
Or maybe it's
actually
right.
Saying,
I think you can upload files to Facebook. Yeah, you can upload files on the Facebook page.
Okay,
so
I'll get it to
you. Page. And if you're not clear on how to upload files on the Facebook page, email Foxy, Foxy, at drritamarie.com.
Foxy.
Or just post it there. Yeah, she knows how to do everything on Facebook.
Okay, great. I will do that. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, because that way everybody can see it, and then we can have a discussion about it.
Yeah, because I think it's a good article. It's really, it's the same theory of what we're trying to do, but they're talking about it in a different way that's confusing me. So I would love to talk.
Yeah, I would love to. Okay. I would love to see that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
And we have Casey. Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Rita Marie. Nice to talk with you. I've been super sick. I got food poisoning from, I think, some bad nut butter. And I was really very sick. And I went to a holistic practitioner this past Monday, and he tested and said that I had rickettsia. And I had never heard of that bug. I mean, apparently it's not a bacteria or a virus. It's some kind of other bug. Are you familiar with that term?
Rickettsia?
Yes.
You know, it's ringing a bell, and it might come to me in a half an hour, but right now it's like I can see the word, and I'm not recalling anything at all about it. You said it's not a bacteria, and it's not a virus. Is it?
Correct. Correct.
It's a spirochete.
It's a spirochete. It's spelled R-I-C-K-E-T-T-S-I-A. What has helped me is I was on he put me on a rice machine, which really helped. And then since then, I've been doing a drop of oregano oil, which has really helped. So I'm finally better. So I'm sorry that I've missed the last few calls. I just have been really, really affected by that. Can you tell me which supplements to continue on the ongoing basis, because I had bought enough to continue for the 30 days, and then the last week I got sick right before Thanksgiving. So
I'm gonna refer you to the section of the site, both on Before Be Gone, which we're gonna be talking about on the call tomorrow night, and in the IRSPT site. Part four, we go into the criteria for how do you know when to back off of the supplements and when you still need them. And there's a whole step-by-step criteria. There's a PDF file for you, and there's also slides, and I talk about it in my presentation.
Okay, because I stopped all supplements. I didn't know what it was. I mean, the first time I got sick was from the nut butter in the smoothie, and I just was violently ill. And then about a week later, I had that nut butter again, and also my husband got very sick. I mean, we weren't sure what it was that was causing it, but I think we've narrowed it down to that. But how it combines with rickettsia, I have no idea or where that came from. But anyway,
So I would say if you've been off of them all because of this deal, then I would just start one at a time on them back again, but start with the way we did it in the first place, right? Chromium, DHA, magnesium, and just slowly add your supplements back, because you may get to a point where you'll realize that you'll add one back and it'll bother you. If you just go back and start taking everything again, you could get really a bad reaction and you won't know why.
Okay. Because I have not resumed any of the supplements. And I had started with all of them and then stopped all of them. So
Yeah, I would just add them back one at a time and then follow the instructions in there. You know, you may even be, having been off of them, you might even have a kind of a
thrown in the trenches kind of approach to the way I had you explain it, which is, you know, take them off, back off a little bit, check your blood sugar, see if you're gaining weight, see if your energy. But for you right now, there's no way to know because you were so sick and you wouldn't be able to differentiate.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks very much, and I'll be on the call tomorrow.
Glad you're on the mend. That's got to be awful, yeah.
Yeah, I'm finally feeling better. It was a very interesting thing. I mean, I usually don't get sick. In fact, I so rarely get sick. To have had this was pretty startling, but it, you know, good learning opportunity.
It's always a learning opportunity, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Steve, thank you. Steve said I could tell you. Steve said my husband had said that I could tell you that I got my 3-day sleep vacation inadvertently. So he said that was probably the only way I was going to get that. So,
well,
anyway.
You know what? Sometimes the universe has a way of responding to our needs, and it's not always the way we want it to be.
Oh, I have one other quick question, Rita Marie, and that was when I started feeling a little better. One of the foods that appealed to me, and this is like, I had eaten a salad, and then I had just like a little bit of dessert, I had a half of an apple. And I hadn't had my blood sugar go above 110 in, I don't think at all during the time, just because I was very, you know, I was really monitoring everything very carefully. And half of not a large apple, I mean, it was a medium-sized apple, half of the apple took me to, I think, 111 or 112. And within half an hour, it was back to, I think, 84. But is that suggesting that I should be completely off of fruit?
No.
I don't really know how to.
No,
how to
no. This happened after you were sick or during as you're recovering?
As I was recovering.
Yeah, you're off of all your supplements, and your body had this huge stress, and it's just a teeny tiny bit above. So I would just monitor. I would just be, you know, use it as a, cautious. Be cautious. Just watch.
Okay.
But no, that's not an indication to stop off fruit, not by any stretch. If you had said to me it was 175, I would say, yeah.
Okay. Because for the 30 days, for the 30 days and I think 2 weeks before, I went fruit free, and it was only near the very end that I began reintroducing banana. And it was banana with some almond butter that caused me to realize that that's what the source. I knew it was not the banana, so that's how I got so sick. So anyway, all right.
Well, I'm glad you're on the mend.
Thank you.
So we are going to go. If there are any questions that were typed in, what I'm going to do, I'll go back later, and I will. If there's any of them that I think need to get answered right away, I will. If not, I will answer them on the Before Be Gone call tomorrow, if they're appropriate. If they're too practitioner-y, I won't. But we'll get those answered for you if there's things that need to be answered right away. And otherwise, for just all the general questions, and also because I really want to follow up with you after doing this presentation tonight and having you work on your programs. So we'll set something up for after the first of the year. And I look forward to meeting a lot of you in January at Shine. If you're not already signed up, we are leading up the special. We have the VIP special for 197 is going to stay up a little bit longer because we were trying to figure some stuff out, and I just told them to leave it up for another week. So I really want you guys to get it. And just know that at that price, we lose money on every ticket. So I really want you there. It costs us like $250 per person to pay the hotel for those meals. So please, please come. We would love to have you there. I'd love to meet you all. And I know it's going to be an amazing experience, a growing experience, and a transformational experience. So you guys take care. I'm going to open up the lines so we can all say goodbye to each other. And we'll talk again after the holidays. And if not, on tomorrow night's call for Before Be Gone, please feel free to show up and ask your questions there. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.